is just around these two. The working group has already agreed that, say, in principle, for all the other votings, etc., it is one member, one vote, with a small caveat that the members need to be from different territories. That is not under debate, so we're just discussing this bit still. So the way I presented it, and this was, this was what happened on the last two calls, that one vote per territory. Again, what is the, and say that's the way the working group, or at least those members who attended these calls, discussed is, what is the underlying principle or distinguishing factor for the CCNSO? And I hope I captured it well, but Demi came, this is more or less, the idea of Demi is that at the end of the day, if you really look at it, what the CCNSO is about, the CCNSO is an organization of peers whose eligibility to the CCNSO, so why they are members of the CCNSO, is a result from a direct link of the CCTLD with a country or territory listed on ISO 3166. So this is for IDN CCTLDs, and this is in future, and this is currently for the CCTLDs who are members of the CCNSO, and this is also reflected, in the membership definition we all agreed upon. So, this is reflected, in fact, in the voting on a territorial basis. If you would go, and I hope I captured this correctly, if you go for one vote per member, and I know this is a more, Daniel proposed, and I think that's captured in the draft final report, captured the idea, it is not one member per vote, but if you run one or two CCT or IDN CCTLDs, that will be counted as one vote in the territory. But just to have one vote per member as an idea is that at the end of the day, the underlying principle is that the CCNSO is, and this is more or less Andrei Kolesnikov's language, the CCNSO is a professional organization based on the understanding of equal peers. That is, I hope I captured this principle correctly for those people who are in favor of the one member, one vote per member idea. And what was raised, and I think particularly by Demi, is, again, the question, what is the difference if you go from this starting point, what will be in future the difference with the GNSO? Because at the end of the day, this is also a group of equal peers, or especially with the registry constituency. There's hardly any distinguishing factor anymore between the registry constituency and the CCNSO, if you look at this from this perspective. Okay, so what happened during the meeting? I'd say these slides I just presented were, I used for the IDN CCTLD meeting itself as well, for the IDN session during the CCNSO meeting as well. So we asked the straw poll, this not binding, just to have an indication to assist the working group, what is the sense of the meeting, how do they perceive the CCNSO? And based on, this is the green card, yellow card, and red card thingy, and based on that straw poll and the sense of the CCTLD community present was that, the one vote per territory idea. So that's to recap what happened. And I think next steps, it's a matter of, taking into account the results, the reframing a bit of the one vote per territory, one vote per member, and taking into the account the outcome of the straw poll during the CCNSO meeting itself. I think what is important is the question for the working group, whether it is possible to reach a consensus position, or are we going to move forward with a majority view and a minority view. I would say what is important as well in this context is on the last call before the ICA meeting, so that's 2 weeks ago, at least, and I think that was clear from the transcript as well, that all members present on that call indicated the direction of one vote per territory. So it's more to seek if we can find consensus on this one. And I think from reporting perspective, we can include both, but it will make life easier if you start moving forward in the sense of going to the going to the next phases of including it in the final report, and then for the council and for the members themselves, the current members of the CCNSO. They always can oppose it, they always can vote against it, but at least you have one set of consensus recommendations of the working group. So, and I think that is, in my view, that is what we need to understand, if the working group can reach a consensus position at this stage, or that we go on, we move forward with a majority and minority view.
Thank you, Bob. Let me add what Bob said. In the 2 weeks ago teleconference, we had De Jong and De Maria as well, and they also supported the one vote per territory and go with the one vote per territory option. So do you have any comments, opinions on that? Liam? No, sorry. Daniel.
Okay, I think we have, not exactly a problem, but a little bit of situation, because not all of the working group members are present here, and actually the large part of those that support the one vote per member are not present anyway. So even if we here agree that we support this view, this still may not be the final opinion of the working group. Okay, so we need to understand that. That's one point. And another point is the question was, what is the difference with the GNSO? It's actually inappropriate, because it is not the relationship between members that makes the difference. It is the relationship to the domains, not the members themselves. Of course, you can look at it this way, and both the CCNSO and the GNSO are professional groups. So I don't see any point in that question anyway. It's just sort of diluting things. What I think is important is that we do not remove from our report all the discussion we had on why one or the other, because there are some issues that are potential problems with the one vote per territory. They are not obvious right now, because there are not so many ideas to this. But there may be more when the normal PGP process is engaged, not the fast track. And so then we may face some situations like what we discussed, the attempt by governments to directly influence the opinion of everybody in the country, which is not desirable, I think. So at least we need to keep this documented in our reports.
Yes, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to say that this meeting has been transcribed. So it would be very helpful if you can say your names before you speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Yes.
I think you're right of including that we need to include, say, the arguments, both sides. But I think it makes a difference the way it's presented if it's perceived, and this is goes with the question whether it's appropriate or not appropriate to make the put in the question, what's the difference? Say, from a perception point of view, it is important to include that question because it will be asked. So that's one. The second thing is, and again, this is a difference, say, or not a difference. I fully agree that, say, the deliberations of the working group should be included, say that we had alternatives, because that's the way it's presented right now, and say we had a long outstanding debate, but it makes a difference whether this working group can present its recommendation, say, as a consensus recommendation, including all the deliberations around it, or that you still have a majority view in expressed in it. So, and even you can record this, but that at the end of the day, there is a consensus recommendation of the working group going out to the council and to the members, and the members and the council can still disagree based on the arguments and can vote against or in favor of the full package of recommendations. So this is not an attempt to remove anything relating to the one member and one vote argument from the report. It is just seeking to come up with a consensus recommendations, whether we can achieve it, yes or no.
This is Demi. One question and one observation. The question to Hiro, the chair, is how many members are missing on the meeting, and who are these members? Just to answer Daniel's question. I really don't remember the position of other members, but anyway, as he said, that the majority of the members with other position is not here.
May I answer the question now? This is Hiro, the chair. In the last meeting, we had Dayan, Hiro, me, Carlos, Giovanni, and Mary. And today we have Demi and Daniel as well, and Shavash as well. So in the last meeting and today's meeting, we get all the of the members of opinions. And in the last meeting, those attended say, yes, we go with a consensus.
Okay, then there are missing members in this meeting.
Yeah. Today we miss Mary and Liam, but they were in the meeting, last meeting, and they said clearly that they support.
Yeah, I was not in this a meeting where the straw poll was taken. Then I'm quite comfortable to say voted in that. I support the majority vision. The observation I want to do is about the point that Daniel raised. And I really do not agree that the influence of the government will be greater or less if we go one way or another, because mainly all the propositions for IDMs come from the government. Then if you put more power in this segment of the CC, you are going exactly against what you said. The most of the power will be in the hands of the proposed IDN strings that came from government. Some of the CCs are originally non-for-profit, are independent organizations, and we have a mix of things. But really, the IDN strings are mostly by government.
Yeah, Daniel.
Okay, Daniel Kautz again. I think there is some confusion in what I said probably, or how you got it. My line of thinking is that there is fundamental difference between CCTODs and GTODs. And the difference is not whether governments are involved or not. The main difference is what is the purpose of this theory. And with the exception of several well-known cases when CCTODs are run as GTODs, the CCTODs are actually having a role to serve their own community, I mean, which is more or less country-based or cultural-based or language-based. And this is even more emphasized with the IDNCCTODs, because the IDNCCTODs is in practice useless outside of that community. So it is not, I mean, it's not proper to compare CCTODs and GTODs in the way they are run or the government involvement and so on. Because it may happen with the new GTOD program that there will be governments that will be involved in a number of other domains, CODs. Just another point on the whether in one of the cases we will look more like the GTOD. There is also another opinion that in the other case, to the extreme, we will look more like the GAC. So I think we should really remove these qualifications from our result of those.
Which qualification?
I mean, the question whether if we support the one member, one vote principle, the CCNSO will look more like the GTOD, because one can argue that if we select the other one, which is one vote per territory, then the CCNSO will look probably like the GAC. I mean, in the way
this
they,
goes,
they make decisions.
Sorry, Daniel, but this goes to say, this is about the CCNSO itself.
Yes.
And I think I heard you say that you think, and I think that's the bottom line of it, and that's reflected in this one vote per territory argument of the CCNSO in the bottom line is linked with the territory. Everything it does. Policy is set locally. Everything is set locally. And the argument is, therefore, the formal voting should be done on a territorial basis. That's the line of thinking. And if you say, if you don't do it that way, because this was the view of Andre. He sent an email around, say, at the end of the day, it's a group of technical operators. Now, why create a UN-like system? Because at the end of the day, it's just a group of people who are coming together, and they should vote on an equal basis. So that's the one member per one vote per member. Then you, and I think if you follow that reasoning, then you change the nature, or not change the nature, then you view the nature of the CCNSO as, say, it's a group of peers without any further qualification. And then the question comes in, if you view them as a group of peers, the question comes in, what is the nature, what makes the CCNSO?
So this is why I put this first. What it makes the CCNSO is that this is a group of peers that happen to be running TODs, we call CCTODs, that are very closely tied to national or territorial borders.
Yeah.
So I think we are trying to strip several very incompatible definitions here. It is not wrong that the CCNSO is a group of technical bodies, let's say.
No,
I mean people that not people, but organizations that perform technical tasks for this DNS management. There is another group that is again linked with the territories, and that is the GAC, and they do the political or policy part of this work. So,
just an observation. GAC is dealing with countries, not with territories. It's a very different thing. You don't have Falkland as a government. You don't have Antarctica as a government. You have a lot of islands. It's not government. Then, first of all, GAC is related to countries, not to territories. The second one, just to remember, we have a very big discussion before Stockholm when we split the DNS, the DNSO, between G's and C's because of the inner differences between these two groups. Then, just not to lose the difference.
Yeah, I have Sjavas and Paulus. Sjavas?
Okay, this is Sjavas. Listen, I think dwelling too much on the historical nature of CCNSO and GNSO is not going to be very useful, because the way I see it, in a few years, GNSO will be quite different as well. And just imagine, you know, about even one-fourth of the applicants making it to the new GTLD, and that's certainly going to change the nature of GNSO, especially if you get in some IDN GTLDs. So we can't really be sure that this historicity will persist in any long-range way. So my proposal is, at this time, that we should somehow record all these ideas that have been presented for, you know, future discussion. Whether it's majority, minority, or whether it's consensus, I don't think that matters really less, because I think in a few years we'll have to re-examine this whole thing. My proposal is that we, in an interim way, we come to a consensus that for the moment, for the next few years, we're going to live with this idea of one vote, one territory, but we should record all the concerns that Daniel is presenting, and I've had these concerns. I'm certainly very sensitive about the relationship between GAC and CCNSO. I don't want to get into a long discussion about what the role of the governments was in this, but I certainly, you know, it merits discussion. I mean, I don't think it's just a simple fact that governments push for IDNs. It's not that simple. I mean, there's lots of things to be said about that. So my proposal again is this. Maybe we should come to a consensus on a short-term basis. Record all the concerns for future discussion.
Yes, as I said, if you look, I think, at the last final report, I think, the different views of both the majority and minority were captured. And the choices to be made for one direction or the other, and why there was a minority view and why there is a majority view. At the same time, and this is probably important to note, and this formally you don't know, but as part of the IDN's working group one, what you see is there is something, there is included a review paragraph, so that in 5 years it needs to be reviewed, and as well as if there are circumstances, which make it necessary to review, the results of the PDP. And it's easy to extend this to both, the two elements or the two parts of this whole PDP, that's the overall policy, and it's the inclusion of IDN CCPLDs. And I think it's worthwhile, because it was 5 years ago, no, almost 10 years ago, when the CCPLD was created, and you do have the regular reviews anyway, of the nature, and if it comes up at some time, but a review doesn't mean that it needs to be changed, but that you are consciously busy with, are the concerns valid, yes or no? And I think that can be done very easily, and I think it's even wise to do it. But that would be my advice to the working group.
Okay, thank you, Sjavas and Bart. So, hello.
Thanks, Peter. I was going to raise the same issue of maybe we shouldn't really be spending a lot of time comparing CCs and Gs at the moment because the Gs are very much in transition. And I think if we spend a lot of time on that, in a very short time, things will change significantly. My second issue was I think that the issue of putting forward both the majority view and minority view, I think that's what was agreed in the last meeting. Maybe just to draw up on Demi's point that the people who are not here today did agree to this in the last meeting. So I think we seem to have a consensus view on this already. Yeah.
Okay, here's Daniel again. I'm flattered by this opinion of yours that always in my hands. Well, the thing is, I had no problem to accept the one vote per territory principle because this is what we have right now as reality. I mean, if we talk about today or maybe the next year, or maybe the next year after that, whether we accept one vote per territory or one vote per member, there will be absolutely no difference. But I still see, as we have discussed just that thing, that in the future, all this TOD space will be very, very different. And in my opinion, the main difference will happen in the GTODs. The CCTODs, even if they grow in number, the principles will remain the same, the relationships will remain the same, and so on. I don't particularly see any more influence of governments with the IDNC students because this is just a technical work. I mean, the governments slowly learn this internet thing. And they learn that their role is not to run the technical part like the CCTODs, but their role is to create the frameworks so this can be done effectively and better, let's say. So I really don't have any problem with accepting the one vote per territory principle, but I think it's extremely important that we include all these concerns and discussion in the documentation, as Siva said, just to be able to go back in 2 years and have access to the thinking that we have now, because in 2 years many of us may view all these things in a different way, and we may easily fail for some could fail. I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Daniel and Demi.
Okay, I suppose we are quite sure that we have all the views in the document. Bart has already said about that. But I agree with Daniel that things will be changing. I agree also with Siavash. But in my view, the things will be changing, putting more difference between CCs and Gs we have now in the future. Why I said this? Because, first of all, the Gs will be in their majority brand names. Brand names are totally different of CCs. Then probably we will see more and more conceptual difference between the community-oriented CCs and the commercial brand names and so Gs. And for sure, the future is incert about what the new generic, not brand names, will have in this domain name space. Then I'm quite comfortable to have the difference between CCs and Gs we have right now. And really, I think that this difference will be easily see in the future, because the Jews will have another road, much more in direction of brands and the commercial enterprise and so, and we maybe, hopefully, we can remain with the original internet spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Demi. So, any other? Yes, of course.
Three more. See, just one short remark. It's kind of irrelevant. But, you know, we tend to forget that the CCs are sometimes not very different from Jesus. What's .tv or .co now? So you can't ignore that either.
Okay, but these are exceptions. We cannot argue based on exceptions. And even .de is also open for everyone. .co, Colombia, is open for everyone. This is a decision of the operator of the national CC, but these CCs exist by virtue of the IANA ISO list, not by virtue of a contract or by virtue of an initiative, a commercial initiative. By the way, I agree with you that there are some CCs that behave like GIS.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? So, as a chair, I think we have, I hope, consensus that we write down the document with one vote per territory, with, for example, with a review clause or with a future discussion clause, that we have to revisit this discussion with the description of the core discussion of this. Is it okay for all the members? Thank you. Thank you very much. So, what's the next step?
This is Bart. Next step is I have to write it down and send it to you, and then we have, then it's done. Then the working group, and what I'll do is I'll update the rules and guidelines accordingly, because this was also the open issue. And then we have a full package.
Okay, thank you. And
then the working group
3 weeks?
Done. Then the working group is done. Sorry?
Okay. In 3 weeks or?
Yes, I will try.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Probably next week.
Thank you. So, so any other business? Okay. So I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you very much.